My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happy Friday to you. Go USA. And I'll tell you what, I thought I was going to be saying a different thing this morning there for a long time. Yesterday afternoon, as I watched the USA men's basketball team have to battle. I didn't think it'd be that much of a battle. One man warned me, though. One man warned me. It was my partner. He said, be on the lookout for a closer game than you think. And boy, was it. We avoided national disaster. Ooh. We avoided national embarrassment. And we have Steph Curry, LeBron James. Yeah. 2 triple-doubles for him in these Olympics. KD. And others.
Yeah.
Booker hit a big 3.
He did.
Many others to thank.
Embiid was good.
For saving us. Yes, Embiid has been good of late. He has. He's turned it on. Good to see. And it was good to see the U.S. escape.
Yeah.
A semifinal game with Serbia that will obviously send them on to the gold medal match that we're all looking forward to against France. One that I thought would be easy to get to.
Right.
It was not.
It was not. It was not in the end. And, man, it was, if you were a basketball fan that came of age, you know, in the early 2000s, that was as awesome as it gets for you. And that was me. That was me. To see LeBron, Steph, KD, those were the 3 saving America from, as you said, embarrassment on the national stage.
Well, heads would have had to roll.
This was a team that, you know, it was compared to 92, that, you know, and again, I know that an effort that close hurts. There's no doubt about it. But to see those be the guys, Steph's explosion in the first quarter was just unbelievable. That was beautiful.
They should have let Melo play.
He was close. They almost gave him the shoes.
It felt like he was in the game at times.
They almost gave him the shoes.
Yes.
And, you know, basically it comes down to Serbia misses a 3 that would have put him up 5 with 2:30 left. He was wide open, Dobrić. And he misses the wide open 3. And people said he should have taken it. I think you have to take it. There's still so much time left in the game. It's not like it was under a minute and you could, you know, get it to 50, 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
There was still a ton of time left in that game. And he was as open as he's ever going to be. And he had shot the ball well in the game. Serbia as a whole had shot the ball well in the game. And so I have no problem with it. But FIBA rules saved America's ass yesterday, most likely. If you talk about the turn in the game, it was when Durant hits that 3, there's a foul. Off the inbound, Booker knocks down the open 3 at the top of the key. And that was definitely the moment where you're like, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yep.
They're coming.
I was on with Jeffrey during his show when that happened, and I said, this may be the turning point.
And it indeed was. Serbia had a hard time scoring the rest of the way.
From 11 to 5 real fast.
Yep. And America kept doing it. LeBron took over in the final minutes. Durant hit the big shot there.
Don't shortchange Steph, though.
Steph was just...
It's the second highest scoring performance behind Carmelo at 36. Carmelo at 37 in 2012.
Wow.
Yeah. Second most points by USA men's player at Olympics.
36 points in a 40-minute game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's amazing.
9-3. Like, he went off. It was Golden State Steph. It was quintessential Steph.
Yes.
It was right on time.
Yes. So, we'll get into that today as the gold medal is set. Gold medal game is set for tomorrow at 2:30. against France. I will tell you, I have made a bet on the game.
Oh, boy. Well, save it so we'll have something to look forward to.
I have made, as you know, I had Serbia plus 17 and a half yesterday.
Yep, very good.
I have made a bet. I made a bet on the United States game.
You get a ding for hitting your bet yesterday?
Thank you. I would love one.
You should get one.
I would love
one. It feels like you've been on a little bit of a roll here.
Olympics have been good to me.
Okay.
Not surprising when you put the work in a year ago.
Okay. I don't see the losers. You send me the winners. And I will say it feels like there's been more of them of late.
Yeah, there have been a lot of winners, a lot more winners in Olympics than there have been losers, which we're happy about. That's always the goal.
Good. Will you invest in breakdancing, which is about to start finally?
You know, you keep pushing this agenda.
Just seeing if there's an advantage or an edge.
I think USA the favorite. This may be a Mandela effect, flag football 2028 deal. You thought flag football was going to be in this one?
No, it was. It's introduced and it will be official in 28. That is not the case with breakdancing.
Are you sure?
Yes.
When does it start?
Today, I think, actually, here at the end of the Olympics.
Are we favored?
I believe we have a breakdancer who's favored. Okay. What I don't know is if we go as a team, John.
I don't know either.
Well, we should look into it. Perhaps
like
you've got a betting advantage there.
This was the Memphis Madness act that Josh booked back in the day.
Breaking?
Yeah.
Illuminate. Illuminate.
Is that who was doing it for?
Those were tough times.
That was a tough
Better
one.
To not have one than have Illuminate come.
There's no question. Yeah. Just keep it basketball, right?
And then that man got out there. Ooh. Makes you cringe.
No wonder we were down for so long. But anyway, big show today. Anthony Sands going to join us in studio.
Excellent.
Happy to have him back. He was off last week doing his thing cross country. He's back in studio. We'll talk to him about this and what Kevin Durant had to say at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Joe Theismann is going to hop on.
Champion.
Been a minute for him in the show, but obviously Washington is going to kick off their preseason tomorrow morning. I think we're going to see a little bit of Jaden Daniels, not a ton. Not a little, not a lot, maybe just a little bit, but not a lot. You like that?
Yeah. We've actually talked to Joe a couple times. Maybe it was while you were out. It was just because he got the Distinguished Citizen Award from the Liberty Bowl.
Okay, gotcha.
So, and congrats again to him on that. He got that this summer, I believe.
My apologies. Yeah, so he has been on since.
He's been on a couple times.
Just since I have been here, unfortunately. But I'm looking forward to catching up with him. And we'll talk about, go around the league.
He likes Jaden.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels. Get his thoughts on the rebuild there in Washington. We'll get his thoughts on Dallas and that situation. Jerry Jones says he went to high school. He went to college.
I didn't understand that at all.
I didn't either.
Some must have because they laughed when he said it.
He was at Nobu last night.
But more importantly, did you see what CD and then what Michael Parsons did afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll get into all of that too today here on the show. But before we do any of that, all Denver Nugget fans must log 2 viewings of the Whitney Houston National Anthem. Let's help them. Let's help them, Brad. All right. I'm going to take my hat off. The best we have is this Cardinals flag. I think we might have maybe used to. Maybe there's one in Brad's office. We don't have a flag.
Salute to the Tigers football.
It's time to pounce.
That's right.
Have respect when Whitney's singing, please.
I'm happy to let it ride.
John said, will we feel like celebrating on Monday for a gold medal match that happens on Saturday?
That was the gold medal game. That was it.
Oh, you could be right about that.
That was it. It was a game that, you know, I've been saying I love this tournament. I love watching these games. And I get it that people have been largely checked out because the United States is so dominant. That was as great a game in that setting as you will ever see. Serbia was down 24 to Australia, you know, on Tuesday. So they are very familiar with the volatility, you know, of these games and what they can provide. They were on the right side of it on Tuesday. They were on the wrong side of it last night, thanks to an epic performance from the OGs. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, LeBron James. Steph Curry finishes just off that scoring record, as you said. Kevin Durant hit big shot after big shot, and LeBron James had his second triple-double of the tournament. It was amazing. It was absolutely inspirational. You know, I kind of do. I kind of get emotional thinking about it being those guys specifically, right? It was, and Embiid chipped in, and Booker hit a shot and everything, but it's like this is the last ride, right? This is the last ride for those guys in the Olympics, almost certainly. We're not going to see KD again. We're not going to see LeBron again. We're not going to see Steph again. And so to see those guys, and then afterward, that was the coolest part for me, is seeing LeBron and Steph embrace, seeing KD.
Yeah, that was cool.
It meant something to them to win that game.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I think of the alternative.
Exactly.
It would have been shameful. I think a lot of it was relief as well.
That too. Yeah, that we don't have to be the poster child, because we know we hold that 2004 team in very low regard. You know, we had to have the redeem team of 04. So nobody wants to be that. Nobody wants to be the 2024, you know, equivalent. So it was an amazing moment in American basketball history. It's a game that we'll remember for a long, long time. I do think it was the gold medal game. I just think Serbia was built to test the United States in a way that really no other country is, because they have Jokic and no one else has Jokic. But it was a game I won't soon forget. And those shots that Steph hit and that KD hit will ring across our nation for generations to come.
Man, stop.
For generations to come.
You're going too far now.
For generations.
It was. There were moments, and I felt it too, particularly when Steph and LeBron looked like they're about to kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, they really embraced each other's heads. Like, we can make a lot, I'm making a little fun of it. It was what you could sense was the genuine sort of appreciation for each other's greatness.
Yep.
At a time they needed it most, because, again, the headlines would have been, my gosh, what have we done? You know, my gosh, our stars couldn't get it done against a Serbian team. I mean, just think about sort of what they would have had to read the next day. So I think it was a combination of all those things, including relief. And you have to give them credit. I would say, and I said it yesterday, you get stuck on, you know, LeBron triple-double at 39 years old. Steph putting up 36 points, hits 9 threes. You get stuck on the greatness. You know, KD hitting the big one when you needed it. You get stuck on the American greatness that brought you back and won that game. But what should be talked about and respected just as much as that Serbian effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you got from those guys. And I'll tell you this. Yes, Jokic is the key to it all. 17, 11, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. But he was 0 of 6 from 3. If you take him out of the equation from 3, that team was 15 of 33 from 3 outside of Jokic. They came to play.
Yep.
And it was all sort of personified right there in the effort of Bogdanović, who at one point, you know, I'm going, whoa, look at this guy. He's hitting everything. Like, he wants this. You can tell. And then I'm hating him because of the way he's going after and talking back to the American players, and they give it right back to him. But in the end, and that's what, you know, and that's a good back and forth that I didn't expect to get. But my point is that you go through the emotions, and by the end of it, you got to respect the hell out of the effort yesterday from Serbia.
Yeah.
Had you right there on the ropes. And again, if not for a big swing with the 6-point play, Steph coming alive, second highest scoring effort from an Olympic men's basketball player. If not for that, if not for the triple-double, you needed every bit of America's greatness.
Yes, you did.
To beat them. And so I think Serbia and their effort should be just as much a part of the story. Obviously, we're discussing it from the American side.
Right.
We will discuss the greatness. But I was amazed by the effort yesterday.
Yeah.
And frankly, it was a winning effort. You know, what'd they lead? 35 of the 40 minutes?
Yep.
You know, in the end, you wondered if they ran out of the gas we talked about after having to come back from 24 down against Australia late in that game.
Yep.
They're missing those shots.
They
you
are.
Just wondered if the legs were gone.
I think that's
including
definitely a good...
Including Jokic.
I think it's a good call out, you know, again...
Like 38 minutes.
That game went to OT also in Australia. So not only did they have to fight all the way back from down 24, they had to play another 5
minutes.
Worn
down at the end. I mean, they all were, but clearly, especially that team, they had to go to OT to come back.
So, I agree with that. I think, you know, listen, in Belgrade today... There's no doubt that the headline is Serbia plays the United States closer than really anybody.
Especially after the first two efforts. And pretty much the whole world thinking you didn't have a chance. I certainly was one of those.
In America, it's...
Now, you didn't think it was going to be that close. You had the points. You were smart. You called it.
I thought it could be single digits.
I'm warning you.
I didn't think they'd be trailing
by 11
in the fourth.
You didn't think there was a chance to lose, John.
I did not believe
that. You
didn't give me that. I did not believe they would be down 11 in the fourth quarter. There was definitely a big chance. But I was, you know, I expected a semi-competitive game.
I said you educated
game.
Me on that. You said that all day long yesterday. I said that both here and with Jeffrey.
And they made, a ton of threes, too, to start. And that was
the key.
They had not
been
doing that.
Again, 15 of 33 if you take Jokic's
0-6
out.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's 50%. You know, so it's hard to lose when you're shooting 50% from three.
And all of them were. Everybody that had missed when we were going down the box score yesterday, I'm asking you, all right, this guy was 0-3. And all of them felt like Guterich. All of them were hitting all the itches and bitches.
Well, canceled. But no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Key. V.
Yeah.
Key there.
Yes. No. I think in America, we're talking about Belgrade, they, you know, because obviously I was getting hit up, my father-in-law, his Serbian girlfriend were hitting
I'm
me
sure,
up,
I'm sure.
You know, and they feel sick about it, you know, obviously, to be that close, to have the lead, to, you know, I mean, that's devastating. They feel kind of like we felt in 2008, you know, like to be that close, up 11 with 4 minutes left or whatever it was, and to watch it slip away as quickly as it did.
I mean, I guess, you know, Bogdanovich had brought it on himself at the end. You had talked that stuff, and they sure seemed like they were giving it back by the end of it. But I mean, he puts his jersey up over his head.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I wanted to be like, dude, you need to have your chest out and your chin up, brother.
Yeah, Serbia played their ass off.
You know, of course, it's the heat of the game. Where, you know, you're playing against him, he's talking trash to you, you can't believe he's disrespecting you like that. But by the end of that thing, I don't care if it's LeBron, I don't care if it's Steph, all those greats better have nothing but respect looking over there at Bogdanovich and the way, how badly he wanted it.
Oh, no question.
And what he did about it.
He put his you know? Team in position. I mean,
did. I was as impressed with his effort as anything Jokic has done all tournament. Jokic is he's the best basketball player in the world, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But Bogdanovich is the one that just... sort of was a revelation to me yesterday in terms of, this ain't just Jokic.
Yeah.
This is him and inspiring a whole bunch of others, too.
No, it was
pretty impressive.
It was a fantastic basketball game. It really was. It's the most memorable Olympic game I can recall.
But you don't need to play Whitney until after you win gold.
I agree with
that. And the flag's going
but
up.
It'll be Monday.
This was expected to do this.
Well, they will also be expected to win gold. They are amazingly 16.5-point favorites against France.
I thought yesterday where it started, you had literally nailed what it was going to be. I thought, didn't it start at 14.5?
Yeah, it started at 14.5.
And that's kind of where you said it, thought it would be yesterday.
And then the money started coming in.
That's before
United
we
States.
Had the outcome of, obviously, of the Serbia game. But
yes.
You were pretty close there. Good call.
It did open on 14, which means I'm assuming they're giving 3 for home court. So, really, it's 17.5. You open 17.5, and now it's all the way out to, you know, if you're removing home court.
How much more of a factor can Gobert be in this game?
Cannot.
Because that's what I was talking about. From what you've told me, you watched more France in this Olympics, certainly, than we did.
Yeah.
That he has essentially, at times, been played off the floor.
He doesn't
and they've
play.
Been better without him.
He doesn't play.
And so you're telling me that's going to be the case against the U.S.?
They're, I mean, they
have no chance.
They've won two games without him. That they were big underdogs.
I understand.
I don't think they're going to go back to Gobert.
Right.
I mean, I that would just make no sense to me. But you know, I'll give him this. Skip Bayless pointed this out. Like, you really look up, you're like, how is France winning these games?
Skip pointed it out where
on his Twitter.
I was
gonna
say, like in the last Wimby's last
Wimby's like
Friday.
6 of 27.
Okay.
In his last, you know, two games. Like, how are they winning these games? You know, that's not sustainable against the United States.
I saw that same will to win on him yesterday, though.
Yeah, he had it, but you almost wonder, was that like their effort? You know what I mean? Like, was that beating Germany as big underdogs after Germany had slapped you up?
Absolutely.
You know, you kind of wonder if they're just, like, happy to get silver. Sure, we'll see. Are. I mean, we'll see. But at any rate, yeah, it's a big, you know, talk about expectations and things like that.
Now, was this the gold medal match in Tokyo?
I believe it was.
That surprised me, too.
Yeah.
I think when I heard it yesterday, I want to make sure that I think I'm right. I think I heard that yesterday. This is essentially a rematch.
I don't really remember that one, though.
But I don't. I don't remember the game. It was France. Okay.
And Kevin Durant was the MVP.
There you go.
But I don't remember anything about the game.
Now, different, obviously, in that they have home a huge
It was close. It was 87-82.
There you go.
87-82.
Ooh. Yeah.
Fournier and Gobert had 16 apiece. But, of course, that team did not have LeBron. That team did not have Steph. That team did not have quite the pieces that
Still just
it
a five-point win, though.
Yeah, just a five-point win.
I mean, that's a more than respectable outcome there for France. And so they're used to this gold medal game. You know, it's certainly not new to them.
Yeah, I'd
forgotten that.
The United States team in Tokyo was significantly worse.
You didn't have the
Draymond, Jeremy Grant, Keldon Johnson, Zach LaVine, JaVale McGee, Chris Middleton.
That's the JaVale McGee. That's the team we were like, what in the world?
Our bigs were much worse. Yeah. Our bigs were, that was like the, and that's why Gobert ate, right? Like he kind of had his way a little bit. So anyway, look, that's tomorrow at, I believe it's at 2:30. And so the United States will go for another gold medal in basketball. And
it's like we needed it. It was still tight with China last I looked.
Yeah.
You've made me a little bit more comfortable with your projection of that it'll
be up to 5 or 6. It's gotten a little closer.
I bet it has. It still feels tight.
So anyway, we'll talk about all this with Anthony Sain on the other side. We'll talk to him about what Kevin Durant said on Twitter, because I think Sain is, like me, kind of terminally online. So he'll have something to say on this, on Durant's takes, when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN.
Know that the best place to bet the games this summer is on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Got a couple days left here. Can take advantage right now. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. You got the U.S. versus France on Saturday. Again, we ain't talking spreads here. We are just talking getting the W. They're certainly going to do that, or you would think. Serbia certainly scared you yesterday. If you don't like the basketball, hey, breakdance, it's coming up. Got soccer still. FanDuel's got it all. All that's left. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. If your first bet wins, just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to sign up. Start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Question. His name is Anthony Saint, the host of the Anthony Saint Show on Bluff City Media, tribal chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist, and founder of Asylum Media Group. He is the father as well of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Saint. Follow him on X if you're not already, at Saint Asylum. And as John told me, make sure I introduce him as an American.
Proud American.
A lot of pride up in here today.
My forefathers helped build this country, man. Come on, stop playing with me.
Look at us. Look at us.
Hey, bro. We celebrating today, bro. We laughing these other countries, bro.
I can't help but feel like this is a little too much.
We laughing these screwed up countries out here, bro.
You're right up there with us.
Hey, you know what? Y'all need to start combining some countries together to play us, bro. That little stuff last night, that ain't enough, bro. That's the best y'all got, bro. Y'all better start putting some countries together, bro. Y'all better get some of these rooty poo countries and get some guys to switch citizenship or get dual citizenship or something. But that ain't it, bro. That ain't it.
Bro,
y'all really thought that, like, Jokic and a dude to play for the Hawks is really going to beat Team USA, bro. Come on.
Steph and LeBron paid a couple years of their life for that win last night. Let me tell you that.
But you know what? It was about 90 points per game sitting on the bench, bro. I think we'll be fine in 4 years as far as getting these scrub countries out of here.
So France won't be close?
No. Tomorrow. When is the game? Saturday or Sunday?
Tomorrow.
Why y'all keep saying Sunday?
You know, we say Saturday. John is international basketball
guru.
No. Yeah,
it's Saturday at 2:30?
Tomorrow at 2:30, yeah.
Oh, me and Gabe watching this joint.
Lock in.
Oh, we getting wings apiece. It's going down.
I would expect nothing less.
I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I had a real just, what's it called when, like, something just kind of go full circle? What's it called? Something went full circle.
I think that's what it's called.
Full circle.
All right, so I went to New Orleans this weekend, right? And they had, like, this super dope outlet mall that's, like, on the river, literally on the river, right?
Nice.
It's not like you step outside and you see Germantown Parkway. You step outside and the river's right there. Like, it's crazy, right? So it's old school looking old mall, but just a really dope outlet mall, right? And it had these two huge stores that were, like, almost like the, not department store size, but, like, kind of like the size of a, I'm trying to think of a big store that's in the mall. I don't know.
But not the ones on the end of the mall, not JCPenney.
But big stores, kind of like the size of like a, not like a, like a Hibbett, like the size of a Hibbett.
Yeah,
Hibbett. Right.
Victoria's Secret.
Right, yeah, something like that. Like these two, they had these
what
two.
What you know about Vicky?
It's got a couple different rooms.
They had these two big stores, right, that were like all like urban wear, right, sports and urban wear, jerseys. And the guy was like, you know, don't pay attention to the price. My jerseys are $1 for $50.
Oh, I like that.
No, they're like $1 for $80, $3 for $150. You know, more you buy, you know, don't pay attention.
Cheaper gets.
Just whatever you want, just bring it to me and I'll tell you the price, right? And they had like T-shirts that were $2 for $50. And I posted a couple of shirts. They had a lot of Grizzly stuff and a lot of Memphis stuff in New Orleans. Memphis gets a lot of love. The Grizzlies get a lot of love in New Orleans. There was a Team USA shirt, right? And all the stuff that was there, the authenticity of the gear was questionable.
Like,
right? Right, because it was like, all right, because, you know, you can, these days, man, because I've posted my shirts online, or I posted, like, a picture online, and you'll see, like, some bot that's made that shirt, their own version of that shirt, you know, in the replies. You see this stuff on Twitter, right? So it's really easy to duplicate copywritten images, right?
Yep.
So they were selling these shirts in there, and they had a Team USA shirt, right? And Gabe wanted it, right? He said, "Dad, I want this." I was like, "All right, son, you can get any two shirts you want, right? $2 for $50, whatever you want." "No, I want this Team USA." I was like, "All right." I'm like, "Whatever." it looked super bootleg.
Yeah, you didn't like it as much.
Like, Devin Booker was, like, looking off to, it was like a team photo. It had all the players on there, but it was, like, kind of faded looking. And Devin Booker was, like, cocked off looking to the side. It was, like, it was trash to me. It was like, "All right." So I was like, "All right, son, whatever." Man, after that game yesterday and watching that, super patriotic victory, bro, by the best players in the world out there, man. I wish I could wear that large T-shirt that I got for my son. I used to wear it a couple years ago, John, but I can't put that large on no more. But I wish I had got my own Team USA shirt, man. Even though I downplayed it when I bought it for my son, I'm
right.
sure he feels
yeah.
incredible to be able to wear that shirt. I'm gonna make sure he brings it home with him this weekend when he comes to me, and we're gonna wear that Team USA shirt.
Don't wear that little.
No, he gonna
30. He got 38 stars on instead of 50 on the American flag. When he said 2 for $50, I knew it was knockoff.
Oh, they were
$3 for $50.
They had some dope. They had some really dope stuff in there, but I think, it's not nothing. It's not my style of stuff. But
we had the colonies. We had the. That's what we.
That's what it is. 13 stars on that. On that. Check that. Check the flag.
That joint had number 13. 13 stars. Said Franklin on the back.
Man, it was dope. Man, yesterday was super fun, man. Like I was. I had the luxury to be able to work from home. And I was multitasking and watching the game, and it was...
How scared were you? Can we talk about the other side?
Extremely.
I mean, I know they greatness, we saw
here's
it,
the thing, man. I had a
damn
series,
lost.
I had a series of tweets, and I had a rant prepared for my show to talk about what I still think is an issue with United States basketball. We're building these Avenger teams instead of actually like just making a really good basketball team. Like, we don't have to... The fact that you have Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, and Kevin Durant 30-point per game scorers sitting on your bench waving a towel. Yeah. That's not how this team should have been built, bro.
So is that on Grant Hill or Steve Kerr?
It's on both of them. I think and Steve Kerr is a freaking joke, man. I forgot I'm now on the podcast. I'm gonna start cursing. Steve Kerr is a joke, bro. Like he's a fraud. He's been a fraud. He's not that good of a coach, bro. Like and I think that we're seeing that in not only the Olympics but in FIBA. Like that FIBA team should have been better than what they were. The fact that Jaren Jackson didn't play a single minute at power forward with another center on the court is crazy. You know what I mean? It's like
agreed.
And you had Walker Kessel on that team, you didn't play him a single second with Jaren. And it's nuts, bro. And you had like not only was Jaren playing center, he was playing center with Josh Hart at the four, or you know, all these weird lineups he was using. With that team. That team.
Oh, I could not agree
that
more.
Team should have been better. That team was good enough to be better than how they looked at certain moments in FIBA.
But it's bigger than just him. They got it goes back to building and how you put it.
Real quick, I talked about this on my show. You can check out the podcast on Bluff City Media. Search Anthony Sane's show on YouTube. Check it out at any time. I just kind of wish they would build a team where you've got an 8-9 rotation, including like 3 or 4 guys that are bucket getters. And those guys I've identified to be your scorers are your key guys going to be your scorers on that team, in my opinion, are Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Get those 4 guys committed on your team. Put some other guys on that team that are actual wing defenders with size that can knock down some shots if needed. That's your Mikal Bridges, Jaylen Brown also serves that role as being a versatile two-way defender. We saw this guy defend Luka Doncic in the finals. He can check any player in the league if you ask him to do that.
Vince Williams.
Anthony Edwards, same way. Not Vince Williams, but it could be Vince Williams in 4 years. You know what I mean? A guy with size who can knock down shots, who can defend, whether that's Herb Jones, whether that's a Mikal Bridges, some other guys maybe have some that can just knock down shots. That can break some of that zone defense up, right? It doesn't have to be this mega team where you're pulling Jason Tatum off the bench. You know what I mean? Yeah. It should be a team that's actually structured like the teams that you're playing against.
So Serbia, has Grant Hill put the last two together then?
I don't know.
The FIBA team and this one?
And it's hard to say he's putting a bad team together because, like I said, we played horrible basketball for 3.5.
No, but I'm with you on – you have to adjust
yeah,
here.
Yeah, make a team that's built like the teams that are coming at you because that Serbian team, simply because they had a guy on offense who was – demanding damn near a double team. They weren't really doubling Jokic too much. They were kind of hedging off of him a little bit, hedging guys onto him a little bit, but they weren't really, like, truly double teaming. You couldn't double team because they had too many shooters.
Yeah.
But if you had a guy like him who's demanding, like, real coverage in the post where you can use him as the fulcrum of your offense, and you got guys that know how to move the ball, know where each other's going to be, knock down shots, those type of teams are going to give USA as much trouble as they gave them yesterday. But we also say that same Team USA team say, all right, man, like I joked about when we started the show, okay, this is Jokic and a dude who plays for the Hawks. Like and a guy that the Grizzlies cut 3 years ago. Like we ain't gonna lose y'all, bro. Like we about to shut all this stuff down. And I think if they build a team a little different where you got guys that are understood to be your dogs. Like you're the 4 guys who are gonna be our scorers. We got y'all here for this purpose. And these other guys are role players. You don't have to worry about minutes. You can play Tatum, Anthony Edwards, Ja, and Jaylen Brown, you could play those guys, you know, whatever, 30 minutes a game, whatever you're doing. And these other guys are coming in and they're playing defense and they're doing what they do. They do the little things. In that case, you don't have to make Devin Booker your defensive specialist. You know what I mean? Like, you could have a team that actually has guys that do, this is what they do. Because that's what those other countries do. Those guys that they have, that's what they, that's their role. You know what I mean? And that's their role on that team. And there's also the continuity of it all and the chemistry of it all. I talked about this on my show as well. I said, the United States should identify their guys now. You should identify 8 to 9 guys where you say, okay, you guys are Team USA in 2028. You're not going to get any worse in 4 years. You're not going to get much better. You could get better, but you're our guys. We're identifying you 8, 9 guys as our guys. Leave room to see if what Cooper Flagg turns into, if he can be a guy who can come in and do something on this team. See what Donovan Klingon is going to be, a 7'5" super defensive center, what he's going to be, because that big man position I think is going to be a big question mark in 2028.
I think that's how Jaren can get in there. If you put him next to a center, like you're talking about. Like yesterday, they have 2 shot blocks, I think, 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't really have much rim protection, even with Embiid and Anthony Davis, much rim protection.
Yep. See what,
should be something they're looking for.
See what Reed Shepard's going to be, a guy who I think is going to be an incredible player in the next 3 or 4 years.
You high on Reed?
As far as being a guy who can serve a role on this team. Yeah. Be a nice backup point guard that can knock down shots. You know, that type of stuff. He can break that zone open. Build a team like a real NBA team, and not this. And it can't just be, you know, a lifetime achievement team where, okay, I just put all these great scorers out here, and I've got Devin Booker being my defensive special. Like, that's not – I mean, it worked because we're that much better than the rest of these teams in the world, where Devin Booker can say, okay, bro, all right, enough of this. I mean, like, you know, you can do those type of things with that team. But I think they should identify 8 or 9 guys now. Leave room for your young guys to see who kind of – or just guys who are kind of on the fringe to see how things are going to develop. Just identify your guys now. Make them the team. And the reason why I say identify them now is get a commitment from them. Where every summer, man, give me 2 or 3 weeks of Team USA training camp where y'all can build chemistry, camaraderie. That's what these other countries are doing, bro. They've been Team Serbia for the last 12 years. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'd assume that these other countries we're playing, their guys have been their guys for a long time. You know what I mean? And you see Canada kind of tries to do the same thing. Canada tries to kind of get, well, let me just get all the really good dudes from Canada on this team. And there's not really a lot of chemistry and camaraderie there, but they're not as talented enough to do the things that they can't flip that switch. Plus, they're younger, too. Right. That team's very young. Mm-hmm. They can't flip the switch and just do things like Team USA did yesterday. But, like I said, man, it was just, and me and John were high-fiving and stuff in the hallway coming in because it's like, there were people who say, oh, man, the gap is closer. I'm like, all right, really? Like, the United States was, like, losing by 17 points, and they were in a – this isn't a 48-minute game. This is a 40-minute game. These are, like, 10-minute quarters. And the United States literally said with, like, 5 minutes to go, all right, bro, like, and enough of this. And they turned it up for, like, what seemed like 2 minutes in real time, and they won the game. And they looked super dominant. A team that had – that Serbian team had 15 made threes in 3 periods and didn't make any in the fourth quarter.
They had come back from 24 down, going to overtime against Australia.
And I heard a guy that's like, well, the gap is getting closer. I'm like, no. If you make a world all-star team, yeah, that team's gap is closer. But no individual country is close to the United States when it comes down to talent. Because like I said, that team, the United States team we saw yesterday, had Jason Tatum and Anthony Edwards waving towels and high-fiving on the bench. there are no guys like that on any other country, you know what I mean? So there's a definite wealth of talent that the United States has. And something else, man, y'all got me excited about this, bro. There's something else that people talk about they're going to have that loss of Steph Curry, LeBron, and KD, right, of course. And I also say you're going to have guys that can come in and not do the same thing, but that can come in and still fill in, you know, where those guys fell off, right? There's another thing that this current team did not have that your team will have in abundance in 4 years, and that's speed and attackability at the point guard position. Because freaking John Morant is going to be the starting point guard for Team USA in 4 years. He's going to be a one-man fast break, bro. And good luck when that dude leaks out or when that dude catches the ball on a rebound and takes off. Good luck Bogdanovich is stopping that dude when he's the man at the point next year. And I think in 4 years, and I think, like I said, a backcourt of John Morant and Anthony Edwards is going to be absolutely nuts in the Olympics. And there's like these guys who you see, like Tatum, like Edwards, all these guys, they're deferring to guys like LeBron because it's that's their role. That's what they have to do. But I think those guys, we know those guys are definitely good enough that when you call them to be those dudes in 4 years, they'll be those dudes.
I want to talk to you specifically about what Kevin Durant was doing, how he spent his morning, which was on Twitter, on X. And he was going back and forth with people about the reaction and their reaction specifically from the game. So there was a guy that covers the Nuggets, for example. And I went into this rabbit hole last night, and I found out, and I'm sure you know this because you're more in tune with NBA fan bases, but there is this very strange...
Now, we ain't going to call it what it is. Don't talk about it, but go ahead.
Well, I don't know what I don't know what it is. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say, you know, I get what you're where you're coming from there, but there are Denver Nuggets media members that were openly and that announced openly that they were rooting for Serbia to beat the United States yesterday.
There's a guy that said that he thinks the best thing for the NBA is for France to win because Wemby's the future of the league. I'm like, all right, we'll see.
Like, and Kevin Durant clearly took issue with this. Like, where are you from? He asked the guy, where are you from? Like, where are you from? Why do you think, I guess it's just no country hates itself like quite like America. That's what's going on here.
No, a little bit more than that. But you probably be funny, but yeah. I mean, come on, bro. There's an all-out attack on Black American basketball players. Like, let's just go ahead and say that, bro. You know what I mean?
From everybody or from
the national media?
Okay.
They're ready to crown anything that doesn't look like what they've seen for the past 75 years in the NBA. Like, they're ready to do that. Now, am I saying these guys aren't great? Like, some of the best players in the world, for sure. Like, Jokic is definitely one of the best players we've ever seen. But he's also getting the batteries put in his back by the media. Like, that's for sure. Because at the end of the day, man, your team was up 17 points and lost. And your team blew a really big lead. In a 40-minute game, a 17-minute lead is more like almost a 25, 30-point lead in a game that's that short. You know what I mean? So, in any other situation, we're slamming that dude for losing that game, regardless of how it happened. Right? If that was LeBron James and he lost and he was up 17, and he's the best player on the team. He lost. We're slamming him on First Take or whatever show you're watching the next morning. Like, this happening, right? But now we're talking about how admirable it was. I'm like, no, bro, because United States, like, literally just, all right, enough of this. Game's over. We win. Like, it wasn't like they walked them down over from the first quarter to the fourth. They literally in the end of the fourth quarter came back and won the game. So it's like, but there's definitely a lot of agendas out there. There's definitely a lot of weird narratives out there to the point where. And then this guy was like, "You guys get mad when Jokic and Giannis clearly get more love than you. What planet are we on where Jokic and Giannis are bigger deals than Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Steph Curry? Like, that's not even true."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had this conversation.
Maybe in Greece and Serbia. But
right, exactly. Those guys are not faces of the league. Like, they're very good players. But those guys aren't getting that marketability love and fan love like they're trying to create that it is, right? The gentleman that's right here behind this glass had a conversation with me about probably 3 years ago. And Brad Pauline remember saying this to me. And he was talking about the theory of the loud minority, right? And I had never really heard anybody say this, and especially not the way that Brad said it. But he said, man, oftentimes the loudest voice you hear is not the majority, bro. Oftentimes it is the minority. And there are people who are trying to create this narrative like these guys are the faces of the league, and they're not. They're just not being received that way. Nothing reflects that. You know what I mean? If Jokic had a shoe by Nike, that mug is going to collect mega dust. Luka Doncic has a shoe by Jordan. That mug is at the outlet store. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not the case, bro. Like, these guys aren't that. They're not these big faces. They're hella good players.
And their markets, maybe. But
not. They're not across the league, and they're not globally the faces of basketball. They're just not, bro. And it's just a very untrue statement. And for America to try to downplay American basketball. It's just strange, man. And it's like,
I do think it's weird that this team has, it seems like sometimes, at least, again, I'm on social media, so it probably is not real, but it does seem like there just has not been this unanimous, like, embracing of this team.
Yeah, it's like people on the inside are trying to tear this team down, and even with the stuff I said, like, about how the team is constructed wrong. Like, I think that's a legit criticism, but that's, you know, like, we're talking about a team that, like we said, we watched them come back and beat a team with 5 minutes to go. Like, we literally said, all right, we're done. Get out of here. Like, that. When we sit there and watch that happen, right? And, but I just think it's super unnecessary criticism. My guy Jason Maples on Twitter, Coach Jason Maples, he was saying that it's crazy that what Team USA did in 92 as far as globalizing this game, how now we're destroying the same guys that were benefit. We're putting guys on a pedestal that were benefits of the globalization of the game that was born in 1992 with these guys, and we're destroying the guys who are carrying the torch of those guys in 1992. We're making them like they're the bad guys. You know what I mean? And it's like, you can't have one, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. You can't have it both ways. And like I said, man, anybody who thinks Team USA basketball or just United States basketball is on the decline, pull all them out of the league and tell me what you got left. You know what I mean? And it's just real, bro. Like, as far as, like we said earlier, admittedly, there are big man advantages, right? Guys like Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, those guys are three of the best players in the league, right? I'm going to count Embiid as a non-American player, even though he played for Team USA. That's another thing, bro. On our Twitter timeline, I'm just talking all over the segment, I'm sorry. But on our Twitter timeline, people were destroying Embiid for weeks, right? This last 2 weeks, everybody's been destroying Embiid. Probably would have lost that game for real, if Embiid right. didn't show up last night. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But here's the point I'm trying to make. Yes, those guys are good, and they're all bigs, though, right? Like, those guys are aging. Who's coming behind those dudes? Who are these international players that are bigs that are coming behind them?
Right.
Who's coming behind Luka? Like, as far as these guys that are like the great international guys that are taking over the league.
Right.
There's one that y'all got. Yes, it's really two. You got Luka. You got Luka, and you got Wemby.
The only pipeline I think that might exist is France. France is the only team because they have Sarr, Reece Hoshane, Wemby. I'm just saying in terms of.
I hope those dudes are good. I'm not saying they're gonna be bad, but
right.
Are they going to be top players in the league?
They at least have, though, like, hope of the next, yeah. right? Like, when Gobert and those guys phase out, they have hope. Whereas I think Serbia's like, when Jokic is gone and Bogdanovic is gone, like, they're going to be...
They're done.
They have the Topic guy.
They're done.
For OKC, but that's just a hope
Come
and a dream.
Come on, man. They're done.
You know?
You know what I mean? Like, and I get it. Like, I think there are going to be a lot of international players that are good in the league. That's evident. But, man, stop, bro. Like... Come on, bro. There's the American pipeline is way deeper than anything you're seeing from these other countries. Shout out to guys like Wemby, who I think could very well be the scariest player we've seen in a long time. Is he gonna sell shoes? Is he gonna sell jerseys? I don't know. The only big man I've ever seen do that is Shaquille O'Neal, and that's in a league that had Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. Come on, man. Like, these guys are not the face of the league like they're trying to act like these dudes are. They're just not, bro. There's a dude who pulled out a gun twice, dislocated his shoulder, and played 9 NBA games last year. He was top 10 in jersey sales and has one of the top-selling shoes in the world. Like, come on, man. Get out of my face with the nonsense, bro. Like, let's talk about real stuff and not this fantasy stuff. But I'm off my soapbox, man.
Wemby's an interesting case. I do wonder what his popularity is going to be like.
I wonder that, too.
Because he's different in the sense that kids, man, they see that 7'4".
He looks like he has a real boy's look.
And he speaks great English. Yeah. Like, you can understand, what I'm saying? That matters.
He could be a unicorn when it comes down to that. But as far as being like, we're trying to put these guys in the place of LeBron, KD, Steph. And those are really big shoes to fill.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going there.
And like I said, I'm a big proponent of faces of the league where you're talking about 5, 10, 15 dudes who, like, these are your guys that, like, the future of your league. And there are certain people that keep trying to push this, okay, let's put it in one guy. There is no one guy because there's not one guy now. It's three dudes. Like, it's three dudes that have been the face of the last 15 years in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to say, oh, it's going to be Wemby and Jokic. I'm like, all right, good luck with that. If that's what you think your marketability lies, we're not in a good place.
Yeah. No, it's and you expect the domination on Saturday?
Yeah. I don't think France can do a lot of the stuff that Serbia can do. You might can tell me different. I don't think France has the shooting that
France is let's take United States out of the equation, right? Mm-hmm. To me, Serbia is probably number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would have them above, Germany over the last 5 years,
whatever. Right.
France is aging.
Yeah.
France has, like, I mean, their best perimeter player is Fournier,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
exactly.
that's what we're dealing with here. Right. So I don't know how
I don't even know who you play for now. Who you play for?
I think he's not with the Knicks anymore, right?
Detroit or something, huh?
He might be a pick.
go ahead, bro.
No, that's an interesting question. He is.
Yeah.
He's a pick. He last played for the Pistons.
Yeah.
He may not be in the league anymore. So that's the problem. They made a change. They took Gobert out of the starting lineup the last two games in knockout games, and they've won both. Who knows if that's what
Yeah, they better put him back out there.
But it's just going to be Wemby. If Wemby can do enough defensively to keep the United States from scoring, which I mean, I would, he will not be able to do.
If they don't put Gobert out there, I'm going at Embiid. Like, I'm like, go destroy
him. Oh, Wemby.
Like, in his career. Like, for real. Go get him.
100%.
Yeah. And he should be able to do it. Yeah. He can get Wemby in foul trouble.
And if not that, I'm saying, okay, LeBron, we're going to do pick and roll. Okay, Wemby, go guard LeBron. Like, I'm making that kid work, man. Like,
I should. Like, I mentioned, like Kobe went after Powell.
Yeah, he's a kid,
back,
bro.
Back
like,
years
yeah.
ago.
He's really good. He's literally a child. Like, yeah, go at him. Like, for real. Get him out of here.
Yeah, so I don't know if Wemby played in that game, but that's the game that Joel Embiid had 70 this season. Remember when he had 70 he was going for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had – that was against the Spurs.
Let him do it again.
So I think that was against the against Wemby. So
bring him on.
He had 70 against that dude.
Yeah. Hey, man, sign me up, bro. I ain't felt this patriotic in my life, bro. Y'all got the game.
Now, Wemby had 33. But
has anything else in the Olympics made you feel as patriotic?
I'm loving this. I'm loving the mixed stuff, bro. Everything they're doing.
We mentioned that with the men and the women. It seems like there's more at this Olympics.
Track and field, like the next wave of track and field on the men and women's side. I'm loving that whole thing.
Yep.
The gymnastics stuff, of course, has just been Simone Biles just straight up GOAT type stuff. Olympics been real black, man. Olympics been black. This might be the blackest Olympics ever, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you got Snoop
You got folks with grills in their mouth.
American athletes are black for the most part.
But you got folks with grills, and it's just looking hood, man. Then not just America, man. Like, Liberia, man, looking gorgeous out there, man. Come on.
Liberia.
Bro.
I'm not familiar with their game.
You ain't seen Liberia?
I've seen,
And them folks are like the X-Men out there. You ain't seen them at the Yeah, you got LeBron. LeBron holding the flag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. And my girl, she got a
Simone.
They got her about it there, though.
Coco.
Coco about it.
pretty fast.
Yeah, man. This has been the blackest Olympics ever, bro. For real. I know, but you know, we'll be back in 28.
I was gonna say it's gonna get blacker.
Yeah, it will be, and that's fine.
We might have three white Americans on Team USA in 4 years.
Who we got?
Huh?
I got Hooper. Who else?
Cooper Flag. I think Reed Shepard's gonna be an Olympian.
Man, stop.
That's my dark horse, like Olympian for real.
Light horse.
I think Reed Shepard's gonna be good as hell, bro.
He's your light horse.
For real.
Not Olympic in 28, bro.
All right, well, you gonna have two. I think Klingon gonna make that joint too.
In
4 years, yeah, we'll know what Klingon is.
Nah, that's actually a good call out.
He's either gonna be good or he's not in four years. And I think he's gonna be good. So and if he's 7'5" and he's good, like, yeah, bro, go put that dude on TV.
No, I actually like that as an option.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you think about the young, there's not a ton of like great young bigs that, you know, come to mind.
Somebody said there's some dude named something that's on the way. Some dude. I don't know.
Not Cooper.
No,
that's the only one.
Big. I think it's a big. They're saying.
What about Bouzelis?
What about this dude? It's like the next LeBron. They talking about. They're supposed to be. What's his name?
The white guy?
No, a black dude.
Oh, what class is he in? College?
He's in high school or something right now.
I don't know. There's so many.
He's the top AJ guy here. Talking about him or
somebody? I don't know.
AJ Dibonsta.
Yeah, Dylan Harper.
The nerve of y'all, bro! The question, the pipeline of USA basketball, bro. We got the next LeBron is somewhere taking the first day of school right now, bro. What are we talking about, bro?
Yeah, no,
it won't be Bryce.
No,
they were running.
He's catching hell now.
Bro, why did
school two man on him? He is.
But see, that's crazy because the narrative was, oh man, y'all thought Bronny was good. This kid Bryce is gonna be.
I was saying that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.